We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. And looks like we are good. Welcome in, everyone, to another episode of the Orange and Blue View. I am one of your hosts, Ron White. On that side of me, you know him, love him, as Dylan Von Arks, my partner in crime here on Saturday nights. Dylan, how are you doing today on this Saturday evening, my man?
Not too bad, man. I had a pretty easy day today. I work at the gym, and now I get to hear and talk more Broncos quarterback talk.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I was telling you in the room before we got started, I'm out here traveling this weekend. So, but yeah, again, I'm obviously it's always a gas coming on here on Saturday nights with you, Dylan, and with everyone here talking about your Denver Broncos. And this is probably the best time because, guys, we are under 2 weeks from the NFL draft. So in that time frame, we will see what the Broncos will be doing in round one. Will they stay at 12? Will they move down? Will they move up? Who knows? We'll see. But before we get into some of that, we want to just say hello to a few people in the chat. See who we got. We got David McElrath coming in with a $2 super chat. Thank you, David, for coming in as always. My man, Papa Bear, it's always good to see you. He says, hi, Broncos country, Ron, Dylan, and Deacon Scott. We got no Scott tonight, but we will give him your regards. And again, thank you, David, for coming in, my man. It's always good to see you. All righty, let's see who else. We got Kirsten Bailey Drummer coming in. I'm ready. Let's go. Yes. Yes, Kirsten. I think we all can attest to that, that we are, I think we're just ready to get this over. We're ready to get this started. Ready to see who the Broncos are going to draft. So can't wait more enough for April 25th to come. So right around the corner. Again, thank you for coming in with that. We appreciate it. And let's see who else we have. We have Kevin Gray coming in. Thank you, Kevin, for showing up as always. It says, evening, Ron and Dylan. Big Mile High salute to Broncos country. Denver Broncos for life. MHH for life. Again, Kevin, thank you for coming in, my man. We appreciate it. And then he says, 2 weeks, then we'll know. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're counting down the days, my man. We are counting down the days. Should be exciting. And, of course, we have to shout out Mr. Mike Ronquillo coming in day in, day out on all the podcasts showing love and support. We know we appreciate you, my guy. He says, good evening, Ron and Dylan on Orange and Blue View. Go Broncos. Again, Michael, thank you for coming in. You know, we always appreciate you, my guy.
Thanks, Michael. Always appreciated, my friend.
And then we got Ernie Mays coming in. Thank you, Ernie, showing up here tonight. We appreciate it. He says, hello, Ron and Dylan. Go Broncos country. Emphasis on this last word, only. only one that matters. So
that's right.
So yes, thank you, Ernie, for coming in. All right, guys. So we want to get into kind of what we've centered the stream around here tonight. More draft talk, obviously, more quarterback talk. And there's a little bit of history here that we kind of want to get into, and then how that history can possibly play into what might transpire on the first night of the draft. So, you know, a lot of you guys will probably know that in 2017, the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City did that blockbuster trade. So Kansas City moved all the way up to pick 10. And with that 10th selection overall, they selected Patrick Mahomes. Now, at pick 11, New Orleans was right there. And Patrick Mahomes was one of the quarterbacks that Peyton was looking to grab. And, of course, Kansas City jumped. So, you know, he mentions, you know, he raves about Patrick Mahomes, saying that, you know, he could be the steal of the draft, Dylan, and, you know, very blue chip player that can come in and start right away. So, he was glowing about Patrick Mahomes, and there was a reason why, obviously, the Saints wanted to get him. So now we want to see if that could lead to what might happen in 2 weeks. Do we think that the Broncos, again, we all know what Sean Payton's call. Do we think the Broncos may want to trade up within that top five? Do we think, you know, Payton regretted that obviously back in 2017 and doesn't want to make another mistake? So do we think that Peyton's maybe looking into getting back into, or I would say not back, but getting into that top five range to select the QB of his choice? What are your thoughts there, Dylan?
Well, like you said, he's been very aggressive in the past, and I have a hard time believing now is when he says, you know what, we're just going to trade back. We're going to see, you know, if a guy's there that we like, we're going to pick him. I just, and I flip-flop on it a lot because this year has just been so weird in terms of what we're hearing, but no one really knows what's happening. We're still a couple weeks out. I don't think teams are, besides the Bears, are totally sold on who they're taking with their first pick. They might have an idea, but there's nothing solid as of right now. And I think Sean Payton wants to trade up. And whether he can do that is another story, especially getting – you could get outbid by the Vikings or mostly just them. But you know, you have to bet on the Giants. Maybe they say, actually, we do like a Drake May or a J.J. McCarthy, and they fall in their lap, and they decide to select them. It's – I think the want is there, but I don't know that the Broncos can pull it off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and that's the big question of what assets do the Broncos have to where as though they can pull this off? You know, the Vikings have the assets to make that move up into the top five. But, you know, never say never. You know, Sean Payton has openly talked, you know, at the owners meeting as it pertains to, you know, he's had talks with the Arizona Cardinals GM, and, you know, that could be possibly moving up, you know, to number four. I know there's also been reports out there that could be possibly number three with the Patriots. And I'm with you, Dylan, in the fact that I think that, yeah, they want to move up for sure. It's, can they? Mm-hmm. Can they realistically, with what they have, move up? Now, I think we're all in agreement that they need to come away from the draft with a quarterback. Now, I know there are differences of opinion out there as far as who that should be. Some people want Peyton to be as aggressive as possible and land that McCarthy or land that May. Some people want them to just stay put at 12 and get who's there, whether it be a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix. But I think, you know, Peyton knows the state of this team, and you can't move anywhere until you get the franchise quarterback. And if that means that he likes one of the top three guys, well, I would say top two, because again, to your point, I think Caleb Williams is going to Chicago. But, you know, the Drake May or the, well, top three guys in the fact, McCarthy, May, and Daniels. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a move up given, you know, what happened in 2017, and he doesn't want to, you know, have that mistake happen again. But again, I just don't see how it could happen. But, you know, Sean Payton, like you said, he's been aggressive before, and we may see this aggression continue. All righty, let's see who else we have in the chat here. Adam Strange, what's up, Bronco Maniacs? Hey, Adam. Thank you for coming in, my man. And then we got Gary Palmer coming in with a $9.99 super chat. Thank you, Gary, for showing us some love, man. We appreciate it. He says, hi, Ron, Dylan, and Broncos Country. Do you want to trade up, down, or stand pat? So I think for me, Gary, so here, let me kind of break this down by who I want. I don't want to trade up for McCarthy. I like McCarthy. I don't want to trade up for him. If he happens to fall at 12, so be it. I'll select him, no problem. But I would trade up for a Drake May. Now, if a deal can get done, let's say you do have that partner with New England, or let's just say the top three go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. And then with the Cardinals right there, as I just mentioned, you know, Sean Payton and the GM from Arizona, they, you know, that's open for business. And let's say, you know, you can go through and select Drake May at four, then I would definitely make that trade up. But I'm not trading up for a J.J. McCarthy. So it really is going to depend on who's there at three and four, Gary. You know, and then if the Broncos can work out a deal with their trade partner. Because, again, it's always going to be, it takes two to tango, right? It's, Broncos may want to trade up, but, you know, Arizona may be wanting a lot more when it comes to the capital in return. So you have to think about things like that. But for me, I would want to trade up if it's Drake May. I'd stand pat if J.J. McCarthy falls to me at 12. And if you don't have any of those happen, a trade down wouldn't be as bad to get a Bo Nix. What about you there, Dylan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, thank you so much, Gary, for coming in and showing some love. We appreciate it greatly. Gosh. I think, yeah, you know, I want us to get a quarterback. So either if that's a trade up, that's a stand pat or move down, I'm cool with that. But I kind of echo your sentiments that there's a lot of things that I like about J.J. McCarthy. But as this draft process has gone, I'm a little more wary of trading up for a guy for him. If he falls to 8, that's the highest I would trade up for him. I'm not sure I would hop in to a 3 or a 4 to snag him. It's really pivotal what the Patriots end up doing. That's going to really change what happens in this draft, because I know the Vikings have some connections to Drake May, and what if he goes 3 to the Patriots? Do they like J.J. McCarthy enough to move up, or are they going to sit at 11 and maybe take a Bo Nix right in front of the Broncos' faces? It's an interesting position to be in. But I think if we stand pat, ultimately, Bo Nix is probably the guy for me there. Even though I don't love him at 12, if Peyton likes him at 12, then that's totally fine with me. Go get your guy. Plug him in. Start him day one. And yeah, as for trading back, you could maybe get a Bo Nix there. I don't think there's many teams behind the Broncos that are super interested in him. Maybe a Penix, or even if you go a little later, a Spencer Rattler. And then, I mean, beyond that, you know, you got your Miltons and your Pratts, who I'm not terribly interested in. But if I'm trading back and I don't get one of the top, what is it, 6 guys, then I'd be cool with Rattler, but I'd be keeping my eyes on next year's class.
Yeah, I really just think the Broncos need to, again, right, there are so many different factors here, right, Dylan, of who's there at 12. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they do decide to just stay pat, again, I like a lot of different scenarios here, guys. So if Brock Bowers is there at 12, I like that with Rattler later. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm also okay with, you know, if Drake May gets to 4, and if the Arizona Cardinals and the Denver Broncos can make something shake, I'm okay with the Broncos moving up for their guy. Again, you have to take that risk for the most important position in the NFL. You have to take that risk. Now, the Patriots is an interesting story just because, yeah, obviously they're a team that needs a quarterback, but they may want to trade back because that roster needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And they may be in a situation where they're like, okay, Broncos want to trade up. Let's move back, acquire some more capital. Let's try to build this roster. And then maybe take a flyer on a quarterback later. Mm-hmm. So again, that's an interesting position to be in as well. But it really depends on, again, if May kind of slides to that 4, and obviously, right, if the Vikings they have more of the ammunition, they can jump up. Well, mm-hmm. that kind of foregoes your plans. And then, but if they don't jump up, that might be an opportunity for you to come in. So again, it just depends on a lot of different scenarios, Gary. But yeah, ultimately, I'm with you there, Dylan. I just think it's just best to stay pat at 12. Get your guy. Go ahead, just go ahead and get Bo Nix at 12. Get Penix at 12. I mean, they may not be worthy of that first round grade, but just go get him. You need to have a quarterback.
Yeah, if you think you could coach him above what round grade you might have him in, and you like him enough, go ahead. I'm not going to be mad if we get a quarterback.
Yeah. Agreed here. All right, let's see who else we got coming in. And thank you again, Gary, for coming in with that comment question. Got Lawrence Rivera coming in. Thank you, Lawrence. It's good seeing you in the chat, my man. He says, what if Sean stuns all and just focus on defense and we end up picking Cooper Jean? I'd be pissed off, Lawrence. I would be. I'm not going to lie to you. I like Cooper DeJean. I like Quinyon Mitchell. I like Terrion Arnold. There are a lot of great corners that are, you know, the high prospects in this class. But corner is not a pressing need for Denver at the moment. It's not. And even if they trade back, you know, let's say they trade back and they want to grab Cooper DeJean, I still wouldn't like it. It's so, Dylan, it's just so underwhelming. It's so uninspiring for me, just because that's, again, it's so low down on the totem pole of what the Broncos need. Outside of quarterback, I would rather the Broncos look at, obviously, edge for sure. Defensive line, interior defensive line. And I'll even be okay with tackle on the offensive line before they start to look at corner. But Lawrence, I think what I'm saying is it's not a focus on defense should happen for sure. Just not a prioritization of cornerback. It needs to be edge, interior defensive line, or it should be the two positions on defense that need some attention.
Yeah, Lawrence, thanks for the great question. I might gouge my eyes out if this is the pick, especially at like if they stay pat at 12, it's like, oh, I'm turning the stream off, I'm going to bed. You know, it's not that we don't need another corner. I think we could use some help on the boundary, but when you invest a third round pick and trade another third to move up and get Riley Moss, Cooper DeJean's teammate, you're just admitting, oh, you know, we kind of screwed up and maybe we shouldn't have traded up for him last year, but he's going to sit behind this first round pick now. Like that would just, ooh, that would piss me off.
Not a good look.
It's just, no. And it's like, yes, do we need another corner? Yeah, we could add another guy to that room, but if we're doing it in the first round, if we learned anything about the defense from this past season, it's that you don't build it from the back up. You start with that front seven. You need to get pressure. That is the end all be all. I don't care. You get it. The corner, it gives them more time to rush. It's like, well, if they're not getting pressure, I don't care how good your corners are. If they're covering from 7+ seconds,
right?
They're getting beat eventually. Like we saw that with PS2 last year.
Right.
It's like, oh, he fell off. It's like, no, all these other top tier corners have like a top 10 defensive line in front of them.
Right. They can't hold up but so long. I mean, that's exactly. Where the best of them, Darrell Revis and Champ Bailey, they can only hold up for so long, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your front needs to get home. You know, and that's why it should be, again, next in line after quarterback, that edge has to be the priority here, Lawrence. Again, the focus on defense, yes. You know, I'm okay with, I would say as far as the edge group here, Dylan, obviously, we're not going to get Dallas Turner, but that's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he has so many explosive traits. He's so explosive. And I would say my number two would be Latu.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jared Verse would be my third. I like Latu just because he has great technique. And I think that this Broncos edge group, he's a big technician on the field. And then Jared Verse kind of reminds me of a Bradley Chubb. He kind of reminds me of, he has that whip and bend. But again, I'd be okay with either Latu or Verse, but again, Latu's would be my selection, my preference. But Lawrence, that should be the focus if they were to go defense in the first round, or even in the second, right? If well, not second, but even if they can trade up, you know, depending on how the picks fall, the edge definitely needs to be a priority.
100% agree.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lawrence, for that, though. Let's see who else we have. We got Zach Powers coming in. Thank you, Zach. Showing us some love here. He says, trade up to 8 for May or McCarthy is reasonable. Trading up any higher is for richer teams with more picks and a better roster. Yeah, Zach. I mean, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, I'm with you that, you know, if one of, well, again, if May were to fall to 8, yeah, I'm definitely gonna pick up the phone with a who's running there, Atlanta or Chicago, to see if I can get that for sure. Again, McCarthy, I'd be okay with it. It's not my preference. Again, for me, McCarthy, just staying at 12 and getting him, that pleases me. I don't want to have to trade up at all for McCarthy. But yeah, I'm with you that, you know, a lot of these teams that, you know, have a better roster, that have more draft capital, it's going to be easier for them to move up. I mean, as we're talking about now, the Vikings, it's going to be easier for the Vikings to move up. So that is something that, you know, the Broncos, and I know they're cognizant of, something they just have to keep in mind as they're trying to have phone calls with New England, with Arizona on trying to move up. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the nature of the business, my guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost kind of a blessing that the Vikings got that other pick. It can kind of maybe take Sean out of the mindset of, oh, well, I don't think we can outbid these guys. Maybe we'll just have to stand pat, you know? Yeah, and like you mentioned, the Vikings have an overall better roster than us. Offensive line, maybe not so much. I think we have a pretty decent offensive line. Yeah, I think the bigger weakness for this team is probably would be on the defensive side, because I feel our offensive line's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. We got some solid receivers. Running back, we'll see how Javonte does. And then tight ends are a little weak, but I don't think it's like the most dreadful, you know, in terms of skill positions, but it could definitely be upgraded. But in terms of defense, you're looking at an edge rusher, your entire defensive line outside of Zach Allen, and your linebackers, you know, you could live with them. I value them, but I don't think you need like super premium guys there necessarily. And then, like we mentioned before, a second corner, maybe Riley Moss steps up into that, and just some depth at safety, perhaps. But yep.
Yeah,
trading up, it's just going to be hard unless you're banking on getting a lot of free agents next year.
Yeah, I trading up just for. Well, not necessarily trading up, but just the corner pick first round. I just don't want that at all. But yeah, that, you know, again, just depends on how that board falls. Again, you might see one of them slip and the Broncos make a phone call. And obviously with that, they don't have to give up as much. So we will see, my friend. But thank you for coming in. We appreciate that. And let's see who else we have in the chat. We got Phil McLaughlin coming in. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, buddy, for coming in and showing some support. He says, evening, Ron and Dylan. So, guys, are we going to bring in a temp QB to develop a rookie QB? If so, between Tannehill, Wentz, Dobbs, or Zach Allen, who do you like? Hashtag Buckham. Hashtag MHH for life. Hashtag Broncos for life. I'll kick this one off to you, Dylan. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I've talked about this a lot in the chat the past couple of weeks of not saying I want this. Okay. I'm just saying it's a possibility that Tannehill comes in, assuming Peyton doesn't get a first or second round quarterback that he absolutely loves. Maybe you get a Pratt later or even a Spencer Rattler and you're not fully confident. I think Tannehill would probably be the best option. I believe Wentz is also – I think Wentz and Dobbs are out of this equation because I think Wentz is a Chief, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
Dobbs,
Wentz just signed with the Chiefs, yep.
And then Dobbs is a Niner. So it's between Zach Wilson and Tannehill, and I think I'd much prefer Tannehill. Yes, he's older. He had a couple down seasons, but I think without Arthur Smith, that you kind of saw that decline with Vrabel being a defensive guy, can't give much help to him. And you know, when you're when you have a Tannehill in here, you're not bringing him in to go win a playoff game and go make the playoffs. You're bringing him in to just kind of stabilize the room. You already have Stidham. I don't think Peyton's going to be comfortable just having him and Gucci DiNucci on the roster. In fact, like I more envision like say a Tannehill, Stidham, and a rookie. I think DiNucci, it's a fun name. He's cool. You know, he'll launch the ball and take risks. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I would rather have a little more stable quarterback room, and I think Sean Payton feels the same way.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, Phil, I'm in agreement with you. If you know, if they were to look at bringing in between Tannehill and Zach Wilson, that's a no-brainer. It's going to be Tannehill. Mm-hmm. And I think Tannehill's a good option to, like you said, kind of come in and mentor the rookie, hold down the fort, if you will, for a little bit. Maybe, you know, win you a few more games than you're anticipating, perhaps. I'd be okay with Tannehill coming in to guide that rookie. But yeah, I don't want anything to do with Zach Wilson, Phil. Nothing to do with Zach Wilson. And a lot of other teams out there that are thinking the same thing. Hence why no one has looked at me yet. that's a very good question. But yeah, I think it's going to be Tannehill for us.
And let me see if I can grab this comment here. Yeah. We have the worst wide receiver room in the league. Might I direct you to the New England Patriots, who are currently starting Kendrick Bourne, DeMario Douglas, and KJ Osborne. I do like KJ Osborne. And they also have Juju, who was not very good. They also have Jalen Reagor. Bunch of cast-offs, nobodies. Is our room perfect? No. Is our room great? No. But I think I would take it over the Patriots room, and that's part of the reason they're picking three this year.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few teams in my mind that have, you know, a worse wide receiver room than we do. I'm with you, Dylan, that, yeah, as far as the elite players in the wide receiver group, you know, we don't have those. Now, I would say Cortland Sutton is a star. I wouldn't say he's elite. Obviously, when I think of elite, I think of the Justin Jeffersons, the Jamar Chases, the, you know, the Tyreek Hills, you know, those types of players. But, you know, a receiving core with Cortland Sutton and, you know, Josh Reynolds. Again, I thought the Josh Reynolds signing was a great signing in the offseason. So, yeah, are they the best? No. But are they the worst? Mm-mm. So, yeah, I think that's where we're going to have to disagree with you a little bit there on that, Mike. But, again, it could be upgraded for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of talent, and I do believe that they're going to look, you know, probably in those later rounds of picking up maybe even a couple of wide receivers. So,
and don't sleep on Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, definitely don't. Don't. Again, he provides, you know, he's kind of like a security blanket. So you'll be that security blanket wide receiver for whoever's a quarterback. And also, he's a capable, more than capable blocker. And that's why I love the signing. Just because, you know, Peyton values wide receivers, tight ends coming in to help block. And we've seen that time and time again with Josh Reynolds. So I'm expecting good things from Josh Reynolds in the upcoming season.
He also had, I think, 8 more touchdowns than Jerry Jeudy.
Yep.
So I think I'll take that.
Yep. Definitely. I'll take that any day. Any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see who else we have here. Got Zach coming back in with a comment. Thank you, Zach. He says, the problem is that we took the risk already with Russell Wilson, and we are 2 years away from that wound healing. Immediately trading up for a QB is scary. Yeah, I hear you, Zach. I hear that. And I understand, you know, it's, you know, the fact that the Broncos traded away, you know, first round capital for Russell Wilson, it does leave a bad taste in the mouth. But you can't let that deter you from taking that risk. You have to go and try to get your guy. And so if Peyton believes that May or McCarthy is his guy, he's going to try his best to do what he can to go up and get him. I understand it's scary, but you have to get this because, I mean, we've been in QB purgatory for years now. Obviously, we thought that Wilson was going to be the answer. Epic fail. And now they have to try to take that risk to get their guy. So if that means being aggressive, and like I said, we know Sean Payton has been aggressive in the past with the Saints. If that means going up to number 3, getting them, so be it. I can live with that because they've taken that risk to at least try to secure their franchise altering quarterback. You would never know unless you take the risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that you said 2 years away from that wound healing. This is the year that we're going to be taking the large amount of the cap hit.
Right.
I believe next year, let me check over the cap. It looks like we're going to have around $80 million.
$80 million, yeah.
To use, and plus, the salary cap goes up every year. Possibly, depending on what they do with Bowles, his contract might be off the books too. So I think this is the real, as Emmanuel Sanders put it, this is going to be a world of suck this year in terms of the cap. I think we could see some we're going to have some growing pains, but we're going to see some positive signs of improvement. I don't really think we're really in the hole next year unless, like you said, maybe if you consider draft capital, like it's really how Peyton values draft capital.
Right.
Maybe he's like, I could do more with few picks. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, it's trading up for a quarterback may seem scary, but I can guarantee you Sean Peyton does not care because he hasn't been here for the last, was it 8 years now? Like he's not worried about how we feel about the past because he is here to bring the Broncos into the future. And that could very well be trading up for whoever he believes is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more, but yeah, thank you, Zach, for that comment though. We appreciate you. Let's see who else we have. And the chat again, no Mr. Producer and that guy. So,
oh, let's see here. I got one.
We are just,
Phil coming back in.
Phil. Thank you, Phil, for coming back in. We appreciate it. He says, Vegas has us at 5.5 wins this season. I may be crazy, but I feel we have enough talent to get 7, and who knows where we could go with a new QB. What do you guys think? Yeah, this is a good one, Phil. It really depends on. I have us a little higher than 5.5. I would say I'm more closer to what you're seeing as far as 6.5, possibly 7 wins. But it really depends on how they fill out this roster. And most importantly, you just said it, with a new QB and where that goes as well. We talk all the time about the Texans' turnaround. And possibly, again, likely, maybe not so much likely, but yeah, possibly. But I don't see the 5.5 wins. I see it slightly above that. But again, depending on who you draft at quarterback, because the quarterback is the catalyst for, how many wins you can stack up and the turnaround. But I do see us more around that 6.5, 7 wins. And, it's going to be growing pains, right? There's going to be a few seasons next season and probably season after that where they have to kind of go through and figure this out before they can be in that playoff contention year in and year out. But yeah, I'm right there with you. 6.5, 7 wins there, Phil. Good question to think about.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Payton took this roster that no one really was a fan of, especially Broncos country, and not too far off from the playoffs, especially with Russell Wilson's play or the defense's play, whatever anyone wants to blame it on. He elevated this team beyond what they should have done last season. There's no disputing that. I don't care what anyone says. So is it possible to get around similar amount of wins? I don't know if they get to 8. I think I agree with you. 6.5, 7 would probably be a sweet spot there. Could he possibly go further than that? If he gets the quarterback that he likes and that he could actually put in his system and build around them, who knows? I'm not expecting a Texans move because I think they're in a little better position having such high draft picks. You get CJ Stroud and Will Anderson. But anything's possible, and yeah, with the new QB, the sky could be the limit. We don't know yet.
Yep. Thank you, Phil, for coming in. But yeah, it all depends on who's under center. That's going to be the determining factor of where this team is headed for. All righty. Let's see who else we have in the chat. I see people talking about bowls. I think you brought up when you brought up the bowls comment there. They're going back and forth on the bowls. So, let's see. We got Quentin Caldwell coming in with a $10 super chat. Thank you, Quentin. We appreciate that, my guy. He says, "Good evening, everyone. I'm on the trade back train unless we can get one of the top four QBs. I would like more picks if possible." Your thoughts on that one, Dylan?
Yeah, thank you, Quentin, for showing some love for us. We really appreciate that. I'm there with you. I would love to trade back, get more picks, and fill out this roster. And maybe if your quarterback's still there when you trade back, you grab him. I'm sure George Payton would love that as well, but it's Sean Payton's show at this point, and he doesn't trade back, and that's at least not in the first round. And it's just I'm hard pressed to think that it happens unless he truly doesn't love any of these quarterback prospects. Like, say he can't move up, he can't get a May, a McCarthy, a Jaden, whatever. And you get to 12, and he's like, I Bo Nix isn't my guy, Penix isn't my guy. Maybe then he trades down, but I don't see him not liking at least one of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's really going to depend. Again, Quentin, I wouldn't say it's my preference to trade back, but I can understand depending on who would who's on the board at 12. It's just going to depend on how the board falls. Let's say McCarthy, May, Brock Bowers. Let's say that they're all gone. Then, yeah, I could see in that scenario a trade back. But you don't want to trade back too far. I mean, I know Bo Nix probably won't go high in first round, but maybe like that later first round range. But you don't want to trade back too far because you do have some semi quarterback needy teams there, like late 20s, something like late teens and early 20s. Like the Rams can maybe use a quarterback, depending on what happens with Matthew Stafford in the next year or two. Maybe the Steelers look at a quarterback, right? So you have to think about those as well. But yeah, I see what you're saying, Quinn. It really depends on how the board falls. Yeah, you're right. If all the quarterbacks gone, if Brock Bowers is gone, and if they think, which I think they will, I think you can get Nix later. If they think they can get Nix later, then the trade back scenario seems a little bit more reasonable to pick up that second round pick as well. But yeah, thank you, Quentin, for coming in. We appreciate you, man.
Looks like our boy Lawrence jumping back in.
Come back in. He says, I think in order to beat Mahomes and take the division, we need to double down on Stidham and helpers to have any success this year, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna put my faith and trust in Stidham to take down Mahomes.
No, I think you'd be doubling down to the idea of okay, we're gonna build up this roster until we can find our guy.
I was gonna get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I was headed. Of, I think that's what you're saying. Yeah, Lawrence. Of. Kind of how the 49ers did it. You know, the 49ers built their roster inside out on both offense and defense. And they found a gem in Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, inserted him in, boom, there you go. Magic happens. And I think that's kind of, you're trying to have that translate over to the Broncos. And while that works for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, I can tell you right now that's not how Sean Payton sees this. You know, Sean Payton sees this as quarterback, I got to get my guy, and then we'll build the roster as well simultaneously. I think Dylan Deshaun Payton's looking at this from, I can try to at least still win now, but I have to get my quarterback right first. And then get these surrounding pieces also on the roster for long-term success. Kind of building everything up at the same time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I see your point, Lawrence, that the roster is obviously important. But again, Broncos fans have been starved at the quarterback position. It needs to be addressed. It needs to have a sense of urgency. And that's why we have Peyton. And I do think first round, Peyton's going to look at attempting to address that.
Definitely. Doubling down on Stidham, I think that's a little too much pressure on him. I don't think him going against Mo, it took a Russell Wilson in his second year to beat Mahomes, and really, it was the defense going on a hot streak. It's not like the offense was they did pretty well. I can't disparage them that much, but it's not like they were like putting up 40 points on them or nothing.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence, for coming. You always bring up some great topics for discussion there. I appreciate you, my man. All right. Let's see who else we have. Got Ernie Mays. I see the Broncos winning 10 games. So you do see that Texans turnaround. Okay. And again, Ernie, it could happen. again, the coaching is in place for it. You know, I think Dylan and I are looking at this from an overall roster perspective. And, you know, you're going to get a new quarter. There's a lot of newness, new quarterback. You know, Josh Reynolds has to, you know, get enfolded into this offense in the receiving core, Javonte Williams with the running game. So there's still some things to kind of work out. But the coaching helped the Broncos get 8 wins last year. And who's to say that they can't increase that by 2 in the upcoming season? So, again, you know, anything's possible, but that's very optimistic, Ernie. I would like it if it happens, and that would mean playoffs more than likely for the first time in, well, since Super Bowl 50.
So, has it been a century already?
Yeah, I lose count. This has been a long time ago.
I think one variable there, too, is how's Vance Joseph going to look this year? Because if you can't get those turnovers, because I don't think they go on a streak like they did last year, that was kind of unprecedented. What does this defense look like? I mean, obviously, we're going to add some pieces. We have added some pieces, but we're going to add hopefully a couple in the draft. Is that going to be enough for him to keep his job? We'll see. I kind of like the man sitting behind him from Wisconsin. His name is escaping me. Leonard? Jim Leonard?
I forgot his name as well. It's on Tim. I forgot his name. Well, yeah, you look it up. But yeah.
Jim Leonard.
That's encouraging, because now, you know, Joseph is gonna have to really, you know, make some hay with this defense. You know, his job will be in jeopardy. So we'll see what that looks like next year, for sure. We're hoping that they can continue to turn a corner. I mean, adding to that defense. Again, I think if they address edge and interior defensive line, I think that'll go a long way for this defense. But again, Ernie, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it. All right, let's see. Let's check. Do a time check. We are at 50 minutes, so maybe stay a few more minutes here, guys. Get in your questions, comments, if you have anything burning for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here he comes again, our boy Phil.
Oh, McLaughlin again. Thank you, Phil. He says, I've read that besides Minnesota, the 49ers, Cowboys, and the Bills are talking trade up. So how valuable is the 12th pick? You want to go first, Dylan?
Yeah, I think the Bills are in the market for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And you get Marvin Harrison, Rome, Malik, Neighbors. Those guys are going to be gone, and they might be scared to miss out on a top-tier guy. And I think you could maybe go Brian Thomas. I think that's the guy that they'd probably look at. And I think we saw it a couple of years ago with Jameson Williams for the Lions. I can't remember. It was that year. I can't remember if he was the first one taken or not. But once, I believe it was him, but once he went, you saw, what was it, 5 more receivers go after that? There was a fire sale. And I think the Bills would be a team looking to move up, and I'd be willing to trade back depending on how the board looks and depending on if Sean Payton likes the quarterback there or not. As for the Cowboys and 49ers, I'm not sure what the 49ers would be trading.
Maybe edge rusher for the 49ers. I mean,
that could be.
No, you know, you don't have Chase Young anymore, so
Armstead's gone.
Yeah, so probably need somebody opposite of Bosa. Maybe they're looking at a verse or someone, perhaps.
That's true.
And then with the Cowboys, I don't.
Can they draft an owner?
I mean, I'm trying to think of what they would even. I mean, because offensive linemen, they can. I mean, they can stay where they are and grab an offensive line. I mean, that's.
That's tight.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they would be wanting to grab at 12. But I do see the Bills and 49ers for sure, as you mentioned with receiver. I think the Bills. I've been hearing rumblings for the Bills that yeah, like you're right. They're trying to target Brian Thomas Jr. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they can maybe not trade that far up. If they can maybe just stay in the 20s, they can still grab an Xavier Worthy or Adonai Mitchell, mm-hmm. You know, within the 20s. But, yeah, it'll be interesting, Phil. Yeah, but just the Cowboys, I just don't know why they would want to trade up. Actually, I think I have read, you know, this whole debacle with the Dak Prescott and the contract. Mm. So maybe they might be trying to snag a Bo Nix and or a Penix.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's trying very to get possible.
Because you know that speculation was out there that, you know, he might be a free agent. Dak Prescott will be a free agent next year, and then, you know, he's been linked to the Broncos as a potential target for Peyton. Mm-hmm. So that could be a possibility with the Cowboys. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. How do you feel about Dak?
Dak is that's a good quarterback. I think you can definitely win some games with Dak. I measure elite quarterback play in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he's fallen short.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have to, as good as he is, I don't want to have to give Dak this massive contract for good regular season play only to be bounced out first or second round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say this past season, you know, there were talks of him being MVP. He had a phenomenal season this past season. I'm not taking anything away from this past season or, you know, seasons in the past that he's performed well. But it's just a matter of I want better than good mm-hmm. at the quarterback position. I want someone that can elevate, especially with, you know, the number of years he's been in the league now, Dylan. Because this will mm-hmm. be, what, his ninth season?
Something like that. I think so.
Yeah, 2016. Yeah. So, you know, someone with his experience, you know, he should definitely have elevated play. And I just don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, and I might be crazy for this. I actually really like Dak's fit with Sean Payton. I think he would finally have that offensive coach that actually builds around him. Jason Garrett, I don't care what you say, bum. Mike McCarthy, don't care. Like, he won with Aaron Rodgers, and then he couldn't win after. Now that he won one time, obviously it's hard to win multiple titles, let alone one. But he kind of wasted Rodgers there. And I just think Sean would work really well with Dak. And I see a comment from Barry. I won't read the rest of your name there. Are we trying to win games or titles? Dak doesn't win titles. Neither does Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I mean, we could say that about a lot of quarterbacks, especially in the AFC. I just feel like there might be some magic there. I'm not, but obviously if we're not talking about the money side, I'm like, hey, that's, I'd be cool with that. But that does come with a big contract, and that's the part that worries me personally.
Yeah, and again, Dylan, I'm just tired of
retreads.
I'm tired of it.
I hear you.
The Broncos need new blood. They need to go out and pick their own guy and develop their own guy. They've been doing this retread thing since Super Bowl 50, and it's gotten them nowhere. So it's time now to, you know, pick them at 12. Get a Penix. I don't care who it really is. I have my preferences, but get someone.
Go get your guy.
Go get somebody
mm-hmm.
and develop him. And let's figure this out. And again, build and keep on building that roster. But you know, I, again, like I said, Dak's good, but does his play align with his with what he's going to be commanding? No. So that's my thing with him. Mm-hmm. Now, if this was an already made roster,
yeah,
I would be a little bit more open to the idea of Dak coming. Mm-hmm. Like if we had a 49ers roster and you plug Dak in, okay, sure. But you know, Denver's more than a Dak away from
not quite there.
You know, from reaching their potential. So
mm-hmm. I hear you.
But yeah, Phil, thank you for coming in with that. We appreciate it. All right, guys, we are running at time. We want to talk about one thing, and then we're going to get out of here, Dylan. So as far as who do you think, and I know this, we talked about this before, Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, and I think those are going to be, you know, the two out of the top four that the Broncos will be looking at. Who do you think is the best fit, and who do you like, and who do you see? You know, if one of them's going to be with the Broncos, who do you see that prospect being?
I really like Drake May. I think he's got a great arm, manipulates the pocket very well, and he's mobile. Yeah, he's looking down the field to throw even when he's moving. He just makes so many throws into tight windows that you don't see from some of these other quarterbacks. And I know he's got a little bit of a weird the way he throws, mm-hmm. like his release. So that's a little weird, but he also, I know he had a down season last season. Offensive line sucked. No weapons. He got Tez Walker. I think he missed four games, I want to say.
Yeah.
But the coaching's not there, and you want to say, oh, I want my quarterback to rise above and elevate the team. It's college. It's not always going to happen. I know everyone wants to see that, but I'm drafting him for what I think he can become.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a younger quarterback too. I think is he the second youngest in this class?
I think you're right. Cause with JJ is the youngest.
JJ is the youngest. Yeah. Okay. And then it goes Drake. So he's
Dayton, I think. Yeah.
There's still enough there to where you can mold him in the quarterback you want him to be. And you can't teach that arm, that pocket presence, the way he maneuvers in it. And I just really love that. And I think Sean Payton could really work with a quarterback of his caliber.
I'm in agreement with you. That's why I'm okay with the Broncos trading up for Drake May. Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, when you think of trading up, you think of that potential. You think of that raw talent, that raw athleticism. Like, the tools and the traits are there with Drake May. Like, when you look at film, you know, when you even looked at the North Carolina Pro Day, I mean, I just saw, like, again, he does have his flaws. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no perfect quarterback here, obviously, guys. But I think those things are coachable, Dylan. And I think, who is it? Dan Orlovsky. You know, he breaks mm-hmm. down quarterbacks quite well. And you know, he was talking about kind of how he turns like this and then how he likes to throw off of his back foot a lot. And again, I think a lot of those things can be coached and cleaned up with the mechanics. Because I know Josh Allen, those were concerns with Josh Allen and Justin Herbert coming into the league. And again, they can get cleaned up. So, but yeah, I'm right there with you. Just out of structure, he can play in structure, which I love. He can play out of structure. Like some of those deep balls I've seen on the pro day to Dev Walker, I'm like, oh yes, that in the mile high air would be nice. So I'm right there with you. If it were one, because I'm banking on that raw talent and athleticism, Drake May.
100% agree.
Yep. All right, let's see. Let's peruse the chat to see if we have anything else, if we missed anybody.
Let's see if I can find it. I'm gonna scroll up a little here. Oh, jeez. Love when these things move around so much.
Just bear with us, guys. We're just scrolling through here.
Yeah, there it is. Our guy closing out the show.
I can't forget about Michael Rock here. Thank you, Mike, for coming in. Great show tonight, Ron and Dylan on Orange Blue View. Go Broncos. Mike, thank you, my guy. You know you're always appreciated here. All righty, guys. That concludes it for tonight's episode. Thank you for tuning in and talking Broncos. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. That helps us out. And also make sure you go check out some content on milehighhuddle.com. I have a few articles up there. Dylan has articles as well. You know, senior draft analyst Eric Trickle has quite a few prospect profiles and fits with the Broncos. So please make sure that you guys go on the website and look at those. Also, follow us on X at Ron White NFL. And then my partner here at Dylan Von Arcs, MHH. And we'll see you next week. Before we go, Dylan, do you have any parting words for the community?
Yeah, thanks, guys, for showing up for another night. I can't tell you how much this means to me and Ron. And I just wanted to shout out people who donated tonight. We have Michael Ronquillo,
yes,
Lawrence Rivera, Phil McLaughlin, and we also have David McGillrath, Gary Palmer. Gotta scroll through here. Quentin Caldwell. And I believe that's it.
Yes, thank you guys for your generosity. We appreciate it as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Well, until next time, guys, go Broncos.
Go Broncos.